It's Worth is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer with Kohlmeyer Dental.
KBOE Live and Local 652 Tuesday morning is here. Glad you are too. Thundershower activity, 67 degrees on our way to 71 today. Pleased to be joined on this Tuesday morning by Matt Fowler, Interim Director, Visit Emporia. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to have you here.
Good to have you in. What's going on your side of things here this morning?
You know, it's just another great day to be here in Emporia. A lot of events coming up this fall. We're kind of in that transition. You know, you were talking about pumpkin spice and things a minute ago on the radio and, you know, kind of transitioning over to that season.
Indeed it is. And speaking of that, I guess that you should be receiving or have received information on getting entered in the Veterans Day Parade, right?
Yeah, 100%. Head over to the Visit Emporia website, get registered. All that's now up on the events page for the All Veterans Tribute, the registration for the annual Veterans Day Parade. Let's get you signed up, help the American Legion out with some of those registration processes, and have a great parade coming up on November 11th here in Emporia, Founding City of Veterans Day.
Yeah, and Freedom Fest is going to be a big part of that, too, coming up on the 8th of November.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be hearing much more about that. So, yeah, Emporia, of course, the Founding City of Veterans Day, and we do it upright as should be the case here in and around the Emporia area. What's coming up here in the near future, Matt?
You know, this coming weekend, quite a few events. This last weekend here in September, we've got Chalk Fest from the Emporia Arts Council downtown all day this coming Saturday. Emporia State University is hosting their annual Family Day event. You know, the main event with that's going to be the Emporia State football game versus Pitt State at 1 o'clock. There's ESU volleyball in town later that evening, so a lot of events. If you head over to the Emporia State website, check out their Family Day. And then coming up in just a couple weekends, the next big event we have is the Halfway to Everywhere Festival coming up October 10th and 11th.
Talk about you know, big doings there with what's taking place over at Halfway to Everywhere. And we encourage you to go to h2efest.com for more information. You talk about, you know, also those singular events coming up, but you also have the return of First Friday Art Walk coming up here real soon.
Yep, October 3rd, right downtown. We've got some great events going on with Art Walk. Their featured artist is coming in, and I believe they're working on the mosaic columns over in the White Memorial Park. There should be some hands-on or at least some opportunities to watch that artist work and assemble those monuments. I believe Mitchell Markowitz was pouring the concrete, putting those columns up yesterday when I walked by the park there. So really great things going on in downtown Emporia with those events.
Well, Matt, how can we get involved with Visit Emporia?
You know, the biggest thing as local citizens I can recommend that would help me out of time in the office is head over to visitemporia.com and make sure you go to our calendar of events. And if you've got an event going on, submit it to that calendar so that way we can make sure we've got it promoted. That's the number one thing I need help with from the community is making sure we know about your events going on here in the Emporia area so we can help promote them. And beyond that, make sure you're liking, subscribing, and following along on all of our social media, sharing it with friends, and just keeping informed on what's going on.
All right. Sound advice. Thanks, Matt. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Matt Fowler, Interim Director of Visit Emporia with us here on this Tuesday morning. Thundershower activity out there, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll take a first look at sports here next.
Champions Landing is ready to introduce you to your new favorite spot, Champs Bar and Grill and Champs Coffee Shop. Join them Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Champs Bar and Grill for delicious meals and great vibes. And for your coffee cravings, Champs Coffee Shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find them at 1801 Rural Street. Champions Landing, the place to be in Emporia where everyone is welcome.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join the 142 million Americans already getting a little more for their money every day. Credit unions are open to a wide range of memberships, and more people than you think are able to join and enjoy the benefits of a credit union. Their members come from all walks of life, and they want you to join them. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
KBOE Live and Local, it is 6:57, and it is time for our first look at sports on a Tuesday. And with that, here's Alex Benzagala.
Thank you. Emporia Spartans boys hockey went on the road last night and had some success, but ultimately fell to May South 5-2. Emporia will be back in action coming up on Thursday against Topeka High. Also, big night for Emporia Gymnastics as they were at home in their final